Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right, we are back. Roma, they win in comfortable fashion, relatively comfortable fashion. 3-1 over Genoa. Before getting into all of that, I apologize in advance for my voice. I'm still under the weather. Andy, too. Of course, patreon.com/RomaPress at IceRomaPress for the video version of the podcast. We, Andy, besides Parma, besides Udinese, a comfortable win, check. Vintage Stefan El-Shaarawy, check. Paulo Dybala coming alive.
You didn't mention anything with El-Shaarawy. You're not gonna make any funny jokes, smart remarks, nothing. You don't have anything to say about our good friend.
As many can probably tell, there's some nasal congestion happening, and I could.
Are you partaking? Are you following in our good friend's footsteps or?
No. Hey, I. Actually, part of me wishes it was due to that. I'd be more wired. but Christ. No. It is not the cocaine.
No, we don't want to. No, we didn't say it. Okay.
Yeah. So if anybody is being picky over tonight, even despite the stress and anxiety that was provided upon us and we were subjected to in the first half, where it looked like a press pause, rewind, and then play again. I was reminded of that cassette tape that Macaulay Culkin had in Home Alone 2, where he.
Of course, with the gangster.
This is Kevin McCallister, Peter McCallister. That's what I kept being reminded of, because it looked like for about one half at least that we were headed to, drawing to a Genoa that let's just be frank, Serie B is where they belong. That is their level. That is the righteous spot where they belong. And I don't really know what to say about him other than the fact that it is one of the most underreported stories, in my opinion. Anybody who has followed this thing of 777 partners, I had them on I interviewed one of their directors on a previous podcast that I used to be a part of. And within about 5 seconds, you can tell from the way they are dressed, the way they are talked, to the way they know nothing of football, to the way they know nothing of Italian football, particularly. And the fact they are based in Miami, it takes about 3 seconds to realize,
Something's in the water. Are you saying something's?
It's a criminal front. And the fact that their football clubs of choice is the most it looked like when you hit the random button on NBA 2K or FIFA, when you do the randomized fill in the rest of the roster, I forget the Brazilian club, but they also have Sevilla, Genoa. I mean, it is a mishmash of random sides, and the fact that they have been subsequently forced to sell all of them and they are now bankrupt. And by the way, we're just steps away from getting Everton, which is now in the hands of, obviously, the freaking group of Roma. There has to be some metaphor there. But again, I am too coked up on my own sort of anti-influenza meditation where I appear as I do right now. So putting that aside, Serie B is where they belong. You feel bad for...
We didn't even get to see Balotelli, you know? I mean, come on. Yeah, the whole point of playing Genoa tonight was to see Balotelli.
Well, right. And to see a Balotelli score a goal that, much like in the form of El-Shaarawy, because let's be clear, the goal was vintage El-Shaarawy. By the way, the fact that it bounced before going into the back of the net just sort of, just made it that much cleaner.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Listen, I don't know what I'm supposed to say that I haven't already said multiple times before. This is the recipe. I am convinced, though, my initial reaction to this just in general is, are we sure, or is there any way to find out via some alternative universe by some, you know, foreign god or spirit, did Lorenzo Pellegrini, did he or did he not sell his soul for that performance in the derby? Because he gets yanked off at halftime for El Shaarawy, who comes in and does his usual thing. I was happy with the performance. I was happy with everything. But the first thing I went to, other than, oh, wow, you know who'd be great in that position? A guy, Frattesi.
Oh, yeah.
My first
50 million. They're asking for 50 million, John. What the hell?
$50 million. I think Pellegrini did sell his soul for that goal. There's no other explanation because he has been abhorrent since. Abhorrent.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the guy, but let's talk about the good things. So defense, midfield, attack. Wow. Perfect harmony, perfect unison, perfect balance. Everything was on track today. Solid makers, my man, my boy, who...
Yeah, he's great. I mean, when was the last time, you know, we got a player on loan with a you know, in an exchange like Salamakers and Tammy Abraham and get this kind of deal, you know, a guy who's just
on the end of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Born ready. A guy who's born ready for the starting lineup is unbelievable.
And this was probably, I don't think many discussed it because many were impressed by the back heel assist of Paulo Dybala, or maybe it wasn't back heeled. But we were more attached to the finish of El Shaarawy. The cross of Angelino.
What a performance tonight for Angelino as well. Angelino from the start of the season.
Superb. Yeah. He was superb. Gianluca Mancini still tends to get forward too much and caught out for my liking. I mean, at this point, I've already made peace with, I probably do not make it to see 40 years when watching this team. You kind of have to reconcile with that at some point. But listen, they call him the Tinker Man for a reason, no? There is some truth behind the legend, so to speak, or there is some method to the madness, whatever metaphor you prefer to use. I mean, this guy came in, and whilst he is named the Tinker Man, the funny thing is, Andy, if you look at the starting 11 of tonight, is it really that different from what you may have picked over the summer? The part that I will always keep going back to after a performance like this or after Parma is, this is common sense. This is how they should have played from the beginning of the season, and to kind of go through the summer. And this is why my opinion of Daniele De Rossi really changes, because everybody's venom, and rightfully so, goes to Ivan Juric, and the love goes to Claudio Ranieri, which again is understandable. I just cannot give to De Rossi a free pass when I see tonight. Andy, compare how they play tonight to the third world level football that we saw. I mean, I want Ivan Juric brought up on criminal charges. Why isn't he in jail? Throw him in jail.
But I do think that there is obviously, again, sort of, as you say, John, why hasn't the team been performing this way, right? Like, why is someone, Paulo Dybala, John, Paulo Dybala today, what was his, this is his, was his fifth consecutive match? What was it? I mean,
when did that happen last?
I don't know. He's been on an unbelievable run. Today, he matched 100 appearances for Roma. This has been unbelievably consistent from him. It's not something we've seen much of. And so I think that's even more to the point than just talking about managers, because right now the team is clicking, players are performing. Even Ranieri says so himself, that Dybala right now plays and trains with a certain willingness, a certain hunger that he was missing. That is what I would like to ask, because why wasn't
Does that do with that contract or no? That's what I need to know.
why wasn't it there against Empoli? Second match day, John, remember, I am staying here. And then the whole team collapsed against Empoli at Stadio Olimpico. Yes. That is the question that needs to be resolved. Because right now, with Claudio Ranieri, we've managed to avoid losing. I think this is five consecutive games of good results, as in wins or draws, no loss. Yes. Okay, that's good. That's an improvement. But I have to wonder, why? You know, why not earlier? So it's special to see Dybala tonight. It's special to see a player of this kind have his 100th appearance for the club and make it look so easy. Because he's really, when he's on, he's spectacular. But questions, as always, we are constantly trying to find out what happened in those first 2 months where everything seemed to go wrong. Because clearly tonight we see a Roma that is far superior to Genoa. They know it. They make it felt on the pitch, and they get the result they want.
Yes. You are correct on all fronts. And I don't know. And I understand, obviously, the esteem of the guy for what he did at Roma, Romanista, you know, the typical Romanista 1.0 sort of mentality where you have, you know, we don't talk about, you know, how it's backed up on the pitch. We talk about, you know, the off the pitch thing. So I understand about that also. Trust me, I understand, but it looks worse and worse for him. You know, there was a full summer to redo this. And again, the other part that it would be one thing if Ranieri came in and he changed, you know, hey, you know, instead of the 3-4-2-1, 3-5-2 hybrid, you know what, I'm going to do a 4-3-3 and I'm going to put Sule or, you know, just some sort of complete overhaul of what we initially envisioned for this team. Most of us thought, under De Rossi, 4-2-3-1, perhaps three at the back sometimes. Ranieri is doing like very simple things, and that is the other thing too. Whilst he has pulled off this just superb overhaul, again, it's not as if Roma are playing like a side of De Zerbi, of Guardiola, where they need the ball for 75% of the match, every match, no questions asked. It is not like they are playing the, you know, sit back, hit them on the counter sort of stuff. It is just balanced football, the ability to adapt. Sometimes we have the majority of possession, other times we don't. It's a team that is versatile. And the other part that it's almost as if you were to say, to somebody, you know, we're going to win this game if we score more goals. It's akin to that. The things he's doing with the players, I mean, they complement each other perfectly. The middle of the pitch, Salamakers, Kone, Paredes, Angelino. To me, that is almost like day one stuff. Those are things that, again, if you were to give me the full roster prior to the start of the season, what is the starting formation you prefer? I probably, or most of us probably, have something similar to that. Similar. I mean, just look at what we were working with.
It's not science, right? Like, it's not science. Like, think about all those obscure lineups that De Rossi tried at the beginning of the season. And then think about all the obscure lineups that followed with Juric.
Cristante, somebody should send out a proof of life photo.
Brian Cristante, who started ahead of Hummels as center back in Brussels. Yes. I mean, of all players. So, of course, you have to watch this team and think to yourself, it's not really complicated, is it? Like, you put players in positions where they succeed. I mean, this has been Ranieri's philosophy all along. Put the players who are motivated on the pitch.
Yes.
Try to find the guys who are more experienced. Try to find the guys who will give you the answers in the short term right away. And then build off of that. That's been his story as a manager, always. So we we perhaps may have overcomplicated things this summer when we started to think, oh, well, we can play this way and that way. And Ranieri just came in and he said, okay, you know what? Give me Hummels, put him in the defense, right? I mean, Leandro, who was the best midfielder in the second part of the season, last season? Oh, Paredes. Okay, why is he on the bench? Let's put him on the pitch, right? Like, Salamakers, who was one of the better wingers last season in Serie A? Yeah. Ah, okay, the guy who played with Bologna, who reached what? They reached the Champions League. Oh, okay. Unlike Roma, Bologna reached the Champions League with Salamakers on the wing. Perhaps that's a sign. So really, tonight I thought everything was done as Roma should have done. And this was like the match that you expected after the draw at Bologna, where we felt like, oh my God, Roma are feeling the pressure and will they be able to respond at home? Well, they can, and they did. And so I must say I'm uplifted tonight because I feel like, you know, I had some doubts as to whether this team can exactly pull through a certain stability in terms of results. They've given me that. Yeah, at least if I take a step back and look at the string of recent results, I can be fairly encouraged because this is nothing of the sort that we were seeing up until a month and a half ago. Okay. Up until a month and a half ago, it was all up and down, up and down, up and down. Right now, we're not doing magic stuff. We're not making a blockbuster here, but at least we're making small, important steps that will allow us, hopefully, to get into the top half of Serie A.
Yes, I am just amazed that, again, it's very straightforward.
And yet, John, this is still with Artem Dovbyk, who goes out and says, someone asks him, why are you not celebrating? He says, I will celebrate when I score more goals. So that's what I'm saying is there's still so much to figure out in this team. As in, of course, things are not complicated. And the starting lineup is an effective starting lineup. Right now, is clicking. This is our starting lineup, but there's so much to still try and improve. Ranieri knows that, for example, Dovbyk could be scoring twice as much.
Oh, he should have two or three more goals tonight alone.
At least, John, the Dovbyk is right now is so flying so under the radar, and I can totally understand the guy who is not willing to celebrate because he feels like, oh my God, you know, last season I was the leading goal scorer in Spain. And this season I'm what? What am I doing here in Serie A? What's happening? Why has the team ignored me for large stretches of the season? I have to do better. And that has to be a drive for this team because nights like tonight, they prove that you're doing things well, but you could be doing things even better. Sky's the limit.
The sky is the limit, in my opinion, as well. And the other thing, too, that I keep coming back to is this mix of players. They complement each other perfectly. I mean, look at the understanding tonight alone of Dybala and Dovbyk. It's just amazing to me because wouldn't you have done that from day one? You have your best player and then you have the attacker who was the best attacker in La Liga last season. That does not seem like we need to comprehend quantum physics to realize that we should probably play those two together. We should probably keep them out there as long as we can. And while doing so, we should probably get in the middle of the pitch a lot of guys who are able to cross the ball and give to them service. And oh my gosh, while Angelino, Salamakers, they're capable of doing that. And then in the middle, you know what would be good? A midfielder who is able to play that Egista, who is able to hoof the ball for Paredes tonight, 91% passing accuracy. Kone was everywhere. If you look at his heat map, it's just these guys together in every department. It's the perfect match. It's the perfect blend. And I just keep reiterating most of everybody in the summer, if you were to say, give to me your ideal starting 11 of Roma, here's what, on match day one, this is the squad you have. I would assume even the most novice of football fans would be able to comprehend or come relatively close to the starting 11 that we saw tonight. And the part that just is beyond my comprehension is, why did this take until late December for us to realize, you know, why is Ivan, I mean, you talk about Dovbyk sort of late to the party. I mean, it is criminal the way he was utilized by Ivan Juric. It was criminal. And I sit back and I think, okay, well, if most of us idiots who watch football, if we could have come up with this starting formation and an ideal mixture of players and get relatively close to the idea of how we would prefer them to play, or at least the most effective way to play, why are we on manager number three? And again, the Tinkerman, Ranieri, as you said, these are not world-breaking tactical maneuvers that he's making.
Nothing that Ranieri does is flashy. Nothing blows your mind. Everything, you can see everything from a mile away, and yet it's effective because of that, because of its simplicity.
Yes, and that is the part where, again, you love it, and yet there's also some frustration in it. Now, moving on to sort of looking ahead to the Europa League, this is something I'm still trying to wrap my mind around, because much like my thoughts of the Conference League, the unveiling of it, so I've at least got to maintain some consistency in regarding this very bizarre outlook by UEFA, just giving us things that nobody really wanted, this new Swiss model of the Europa League. There's two more rounds of the league phase, and they're in a playoff spot. I think you and I have both made our opinions very well known on that. A team like this, especially one that, by the way, has finally found the perfect starting 11 and does not really have valid alternatives currently in the roster to play the same way and perform the same way. We just let's be consistent and balanced about it. You remove Salamakers and you put on Nikola Zalewski. The drop off is going to be enormous. Zalewski for Angelino, enormous. You know, we can find so many substitutions in that matter where it just becomes clear you have and lose so much. But a part of me says, yeah, put it in the bin, couldn't care less. But knowing Roma, they will do it. They will move forward, and it will happen in one of these unneeded and unnecessary matches where something happens that just, it ruins it all. All of the fun we've had, I say all of the fun, the enjoyable moments we can count this season on one hand. So that could be as over, you know, it seems like it could be over just as quickly as it began. So we're not exactly breaking news when we both say, hey, listen, the Europa League, that should not be the priority now. But again, there's still patrons in the patron group chat, speaking of top four. The level of depravity from some of you is beyond my comprehension and beyond my understanding why you want to put yourself through that. But be my guest, as if this club hasn't, you know, put the ball gag in your mouth, forced you to bend over and then paddle you to death, and you're supposed to ask for more. I think I'm projecting a little bit. Nonetheless, they don't need it, but they're going to do it anyway, because we've seen this 1,000 times, Andy.
Well, but you have to
do it. You know they're going to progress to the
playoff. I know. We're in for a world of trouble, but then you have to also think about it. I mean, will they do it also because they have to do something in order to attract a top coach? Like, they've been baiting us with this top coach. Even Ranieri, tomorrow there is a big interview coming where he's going to be talking about that more specifically. He said it, that he wants an elite coach who can help bring Roma back to the European and Italian elite. Now, whatever that means, whoever your candidates are, I don't know. But I'm just thinking, well, if Roma are going to go out of their way to try and handle all three competitions at once, it's only because of that. Like, it's only to not lose face in a season that has been quite tragic. I mean, it's been there for everyone to see that Roma have struggled mightily this season. So it's not news. Everybody saw three managers. I mean, three managers sacked is the kind of thing that Napoli did last season. And yet, somehow they still managed to get Antonio Conte on their bench. In this case, Roma, I do think that it's a matter of saving face, trying to make something out of nothing in this season. Listen, Coppa Italia, I always say it. Unfortunately, that's why it's so painful, because it's always very attainable. Coppa Italia is a very attainable trophy that we cannot seem to attain. So you have to push through it in a season where top four, let's not even talk about it. That's
Of you who are speaking of that, honestly, I can't.
It's a world of trouble.
I mean,
man.
I think I'm a sick bastard at times. No, it's a world of trouble. Why bring yourself to that?
It's really, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous path, because you really then start, you build. I mean, it's what Roma did last season, John. It's why you lose to Empoli, right, on that last match day. It's because of that. It's because you give yourself this notion, that this false hope. You fill yourself up with false hope. You say, oh, well, because we fought hard against Bayer Leverkusen, we're going to be fine in the league. But it really does not translate to that. And in this case, Roma, I really do think that they have the squad. They have the squad to do well. I'm not saying top four. I'm just saying they have the squad to handle three competitions. They have the squad to... they have not only the quality, but also the experience. They have a lot of experienced players, which is why their slump this season is so inexplicable, because you really do have guys that have been through it through thick and thin. So I'm putting money. Well, I'm not putting money, because I would never gamble on Roma. But I'm thinking, Ranieri will want to leave with something. I don't think this is clearly his farewell tour. Last season he bid farewell to Cagliari. This season he's going to bid farewell to Roma. He might as well do it by giving us some lasting memory of like a historical run or something into a competition, you know, and a trophy. Whether it's Europa League or Coppa Italia, I do feel like this Roma will still try and prove something, kind of like Mourinho in his first year, yes. You know, where you felt like, oh my God, these guys are slipping in Serie A. Nothing's going to come out of this, right? Even Mourinho is going to fail. And then what did Mourinho do? He thought to himself, no, I can't. I have to be better than this. I have to keep on going. I have to win something in this season. We can achieve still so much. So there we go. I do think it's a bit foolish. It's a bit of a foolish notion to throw at Roma this expectation, given that basically they've annihilated all of our expectations this season, and that's why we were so close to the relegation zone. But hey, you know, we get to live another day with Claudio Ranieri. I guess even the players have bought into it that anything's possible.
Anything is possible. We're going to leave it there. Perfect way to begin the weekend. We will again be back in a few days. Everyone, thank you for listening. I appreciate, and we appreciate, your support so, so much. Until next time. Ciao.
Ciao.